First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, the 31st ADAPT program, and key support for families. The Alcohol and Drug Abuse Treatment Program is designed to help airmen and their families with substance abuse-related issues. ADAPT's mission is to promote readiness, minimize consequences, provide education, and restore function to identify substance abusers and return them to unrestricted duty.
The primary objective of Aviano Air Base ADAPT team is education and prevention. ADAPT informs service members of local laws and reinforces responsible drinking habits. The team aims to eliminate alcohol-related incidents and address airmen before the need of alcohol abuse intervention. Airman First Class Jalen Creech, 31st Operational Medical Readiness Squadron ADAPT technician, emphasizes that the purpose of ADAPT is to provide airmen with the assistance they need.
A lot of people think that ADAPT is there to kind of punish members as a disciplinary action, when in reality, it's just meant to kind of provide some education and make sure that our members are ready, they are fit to fight.
Creech also says that if airmen are struggling with alcohol or substance abuse, the 31st Medical Group has resources available, and self-referral is always an option to get the help they need. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Key support for families. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Saomi Savornin. The Key Spouse Program is rebranding to become the Commander's Key Support Program. The update expands opportunities for airmen, guardians, federal employees, and family members to contribute to units. Anyone who is interested, regardless of marital status, can hold roles as long as volunteer duties don't conflict with primary responsibilities. The program also incorporates new readiness, resource, and connectedness objectives designed to help commanders meet the needs of the modern family. Gina Olvin, spouse of the Air Force Chief of Staff, says the goal is to create a culture where support programs are ready to surge when needed, and knowing resources that are available makes navigating challenging times easier for the entire community. Virtual training is expected to be available in summer 2024. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.